Welcome to Taboo and Turn On. I'm your host, Natalie Vartanian, and this is a podcast where we have real talk about real things, where we shed light on taboo topics and explore what it truly means to live a turned on life. I'm so glad you've joined, and I really hope you enjoy today's episode. Music by Ben Sound. Welcome to episode 0 of Taboo and Turn On. I wanted to share a little bit about my why, as well as a little bit about me for those of you who don't know me. And even if you do, you're going to probably hear a lot of things you don't know about me. So why am I starting a podcast about topics that are taboo and about turn on? Because Lord knows I could be doing podcasts about 500 other things that are not as edgy and not as scary. I'm not going to lie, this scared me. I had a lot of energy around it, super excited. I've always wanted to have my own podcast, and I had an amazing run for about a year and a half, almost 2 years of doing Sex the Podcast with my partner, Bob. And so it definitely got me in the arena, but I had someone with me, so it was definitely less scary. So the thought of doing this on my own was bringing stuff up for sure. And that kind of shadow side was definitely coming in and feeling like maybe I shouldn't be talking about these things. Maybe I'm better off just writing, whatever it was, but it was just really up in my face. And I had to remember my why. And that's the thing, a lot of the times, if we can connect back to our why and why this is important and why we're doing something, it helps us through those sticky times, because we are going to have sticky times. That's just life. So when I came back to my why, which is to normalize these kinds of conversations, I see too much suffering around people that feel like they don't have a voice or feel bad about themselves around their desires, have things that happen to them that they feel like they can't speak up about. All of these taboo areas cause a lot of shame, and that shame causes self-judgment, self-hatred, depression, you name it. So much of our ailments, I believe, in this world have to do with the way that we aren't able to just be freed up. We hate ourselves in a way, and we judge ourselves and berate and belittle ourselves instead of having the space to talk about these things. And so I feel like the more normalized these conversations are, the happier and healthier and freer we're going to be as people and then as a society. And I like talking about turn on. I feel like we should talk more about turn on and desire and pleasure and the things that have us feel good in life, because that's vulnerable too. It's vulnerable to talk about taboo things, and it's vulnerable to talk about turned on things and the things that turn us on. And I don't just mean sexually. I mean just in general, what has us feel alive and excited and vibrant and vivacious. What's the fire there for our lives? So that's the other piece. Talking about turn on can be just as vulnerable and just as scary. And I want to be able to talk about both and everything in between. So that's my why. And about me. So I have not always lived this turned on life. It's taken a lot of effort and attention and energy and healing. I've pretty much been in the personal development and transformational world for 10 years now. And my youth growing up was volatile and chaotic and traumatic. Dad was an alcoholic. He was in and out of the house and in and out of jail at times. Had a mistress at one point. I'm not sure. Maybe him and my mom were separated. But again, we never talked about these things. But in my little child brain, my dad was leaving us for another family. I didn't trust men for the longest time. Fear of abandonment for the longest time. I mean, I still deal with it to this day. But also, my dad committed suicide when I was 9. And so from then, it just was shutting myself off emotionally, having to take care of my brother because I was so concerned about him and how he was going to feel growing up. And so became a parentified child. And it was a long road from then. And I'm not going to get into too many details, but I wanted to just give you all a picture of my growing up was hard. And I felt like I had to do it alone. And I became hyper-independent and hyper-vigilant and afraid of men and afraid of relationships. And I didn't even have my first real relationship until I was 26. And so I thought I was broken. I thought I didn't know how to do any of this stuff. I was afraid. And it took concerted effort. I started reading personal development books when I was 18 and just devouring them because I wanted to fix myself. I thought I was broken. I thought there was something wrong with me. I didn't feel lovable. I didn't feel worthy. And it's been a journey. But I believe that it takes a village and we can't do this alone. And I don't think we're meant to do it alone. And so the reason I wanted to start this podcast too was so that you don't feel so alone, that you know there's someone here that cares and loves you and really wants to see you happy and will do my very best to be able to support you in that. I'm a life coach. I'm a writer. I'm someone that really cares about people and their well-being and really want to provide resources and tools and whatever I can to support in that healing and that development and that transformation. I'm going to invite lots of cool people on so we can have conversations about taboo things and turned on things and, like I said, everything in between. I may even have episodes where I do Q&A and take listener questions and answer them and coach people around the things that are going on for them. And if y'all are real good, I may have some story time too, where I share some of the things that I've written, especially from my upcoming book. I'm writing around my own journey, around healing, around sex, and what my journey was like to release shame and reclaim pleasure around it, and basically go from taboo to turn on around that. So thank you again for being here. I really am excited about this podcast and what we all can do together. And I really hope you are along for the ride. Last but not least, if you do have any questions that you would like to have answered on air, you can be anonymous, don't worry. Or if you have suggestions for episodes or topics, or if you just want to say hello, you can always go to my website, tabooandturnon.com, and hit the contact option in the menu bar and shoot me a message. I promise I read every single message and will get back to you as soon as I can. Till next time.